track 8 and we come to the letters to the editor. The first one is from Jeff Petty, who sent his letter in via email. No tribal politics when it comes to climate crisis. Ex-Tory Prime Minister John Major was on Newsnight recently, dismayed with current Conservative policy. Why has our right wing lost its values and moral compass? They used to believe in patriotically protecting our country, families and way of life, and had pride in being guided by the force of reason and common sense. Major was angry. The first role of any government is to leave something better for the next generation than your generation inherited. This is not done now. The Conservatives are now saying to future generations, tough luck. We're going to leave you with climate change, which we should have put right for you and didn't. Why is he worried? Reports by actuaries, experts on risk and insurance, warn of climate breakdown causing catastrophic impacts on societies and economies worldwide, with major disruption to water and food systems, migration and human health. A leak from a hushed-up national security assessment by MI5 and military experts warned that climate change, habitat loss, and geopolitical instability were undermining Britain's food security to such a degree that it could be at strategic risk of catastrophic failure by 2030. That's in 3.5 years. Exaggeration? No. Take a look at the National Emergency Briefing film or its website, where short videos of experts give warnings and positive messages for the future. Tackling the climate and nature crisis is not a tribal left-right issue. 80% of the population want concerted action, including most right-wing voters. It's much cheaper to deal with climate breakdown than to backpedal and so suffer its ravages. Green industries employ more and are growing faster than fossil fuel industries. The future is green. Why is the right blindsided and evading its duty? They must rise to this challenge.
This letter is from Caroline Snow via email, and it's called What a Way to Go, with what being spelt W-A-T-T. With petrol prices reaching record highs, buying a second-hand electric car has to be one of the smartest financial moves you can make. We have found charging an electric vehicle, especially on a cheap overnight tariff, costs a fraction of refuelling a petrol or diesel car. Over 10 years of driving our electric car, we've saved a massive £12,500 in petrol costs, more than it cost us to buy the car as a 2-year-old used car in 2016. That saving has now almost paid for another 3-year-old used EV. This one has 3 times the range of the first EV, showing the pace of development. As an EV driver, I don't have to worry about replacing the clutch, gearbox, exhaust, cam belt or catalytic converter, as electric cars don't have them. Even the brake pads last longer due to regenerative braking. Servicing is cheaper and the service interval is longer. For those worried about battery degradation, real-world data shows that modern EV batteries are proving far more resilient than predicted, outlasting the car itself. As Auto Trader reports, the average cost of new and used EVs is now slightly cheaper than petrol cars, with over 150 models now available second-hand. So don't listen to all the misinformation out there. Save yourself some money with a used EV.
What did you do in the climate war, Grandad? This comes from Robert Johnson, also via email. How will I respond when my grandchildren ask, what did you do, Grandad, to try to stop the climate and nature catastrophe? History suggests they will ask, and rightly so, only this time they will have access to my social footprint. They will be able to see what I did or did not do. I do not want to answer them with weak excuses or a Luddite denial of the need for net zero. I want to be able to say that within my personal and financial resources, I did what I could. I want to look my family in the eye and say that I trusted the overwhelming scientific evidence on climate and nature change. I want them to know that I did not look away from the existential threats of rising temperature and higher sea levels, droughts and forest fires, and the severe depletion of nature. I want them to know that I chose engagement over apathy. They will be able to see that I tried to reduce my carbon footprint and moved what little money I had towards ethical funds, that I did what I could to support local food production, reduce waste, reduce meat consumption, and spoke openly about the evidence with those around me. I did not let the weight of despair prevent me from choosing action and building hope. But individual habits alone cannot fix broken systems. They will know that I joined others to demand accountability from corporations and governments. I showed up at rallies, signed petitions, and supported policies that decoupled economic growth from environmental destruction. Alongside many others, I pushed for a just transition, one that replaced fossil fuel jobs with sustainable green energy alternatives, so workers were not left behind. And I made it clear that I voted for political parties that prioritised environmental protection. My family will know that I was lucky to inherit a sustainable earth from previous generations. And I did what I could to pass on a safe world to them. When Cam, Noah, Scarlett and Spencer ask, "What did you do, Grandad?" I want to have a clear conscience and say, "I fought for your right to have a stable climate and a healthy environment, using every tool, every vote and every choice available to me. I did my best to prevent leaving you with a catastrophic climate and nature collapse."